Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Monday, April 13th, live show, 2020, the worst year in the past 60. No, I shouldn't say 60 because we had a couple weeks of World War back then and some other stuff, but I don't want to piss off anybody that's lived a long, long time through some other crap. But the worst year in a long, long time.
102 years, I'd say. 102.
100, what? 102?
Spanish flu.
Yeah, that's true. That's
of
true.
1918.
Yeah, you're talking pandemics, exactly. Actually, we're probably going to kill more people than the war. But, yeah, it's a long weekend. We were off Friday because our company gives a fourth, we've mentioned it a bunch of times, but people don't.
Good Friday.
People don't hear it all the time, so I want to clarify that people kept asking me, friends even text me, "You guys okay Friday?" I said, "Yeah, I'm just bored." Then they go, "Oh," I go, "they didn't hear us yesterday, they didn't hear us live on Friday."
Right, just recognizing the crucifixion.
That was it. Because we are huge religious guys.
We have a company based in Birmingham, Alabama.
So they took, they took off. Well, and our old company had Martin Luther King Day, right?
We still get that one.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we? Okay.
Well, we usually work on Good Friday. And we would have, except for the pandemic, and they wanted us out of here. So we took the day off, but we're back live and back in the studio. And we got guests, Mr. Skin and, Craig Evans, Nick Allen, not really guests. They're parts of the show. Of course, they'll be here a little bit. And what'd you do all weekend?
Let's see. Friday? Friday was kind of cool. So I sat outside, built a fire.
Mm-hmm.
Just hung around the fire pit all Friday.
Right.
And then Saturday was kind of nice. So a lot of dog walking, a lot of working on the short game.
All right, good.
I set up my little golf course in the yard.
Good.
And I chipped. Mm-hmm. And I chipped a lot.
Good, because you're not being a selfish ass at the golf course. Good for you.
No, I don't feel right about that.
You shouldn't. Good for you.
A lot of them do. I go round and round about it.
Yep.
And I suppose if I walked all by myself, I don't feel right about it because there's going to be other people.
Of course.
I don't want to be where there's other people.
There's a lot of them, right?
Aren't you ruining all that nice grass in your backyard?
Yeah, I am kind of.
So the dogs.
Chewing it up a little bit. I try to move it around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Replace your divots, by the way, in your yard.
I have
been. Make sure you do that.
Or you just let the dog turds dry and chip them.
Well, I don't. Good point. I don't actually chip where the dog turds are.
Yeah.
Isn't that everywhere?
The dogs and I.
No, you got the other side of the fence.
Yeah, we don't share a space.
Right.
I let the dogs have their space. Yeah. I have my space.
You people on your side of the fence, exactly.
Yeah, I'm on my side of the fence.
And Saturday was gorgeous, obviously,
right.
In our city, Omaha. And then Sunday turned into a 35 and windy and crappy. So, stay inside day. Which made it all much better, by the way, just to stay inside on a boring day.
And that day,
the year of our Lord.
We caught up, finished actually, the Tiger King.
Okay, yeah.
Now I see lots of online criticism about how Tiger King is boring. I didn't find it boring at all.
I don't know how it would be boring. It's not boring at all.
Yeah, I thought it was. It went along kind of breezy. Well, most of those episodes are only like 45 minutes long.
Yeah, they are.
And there's just seven of them. Yeah, so, you know, for a binge, a six-hour investment, I thought it was worth it.
Yeah, it's a documentary. It's pretty cool. It's actually pretty cool. And the thing about it is that what I love about social media, what I'm just being sarcastic, is when people that have you ever typed in, like I never watched. Let's think of a big show that we didn't watch originally. Okay, I didn't watch Breaking Bad originally, and it was all the talk for a long time. And I never got on Facebook and said, "Am I the only one that isn't watching Breaking Bad?" And I ended up watching it myself because it's obviously a great show. And I saw that about Tiger King. I'm the only one that refuses to watch it. I'm thinking, why do you type that out? Just don't watch it. Just don't watch it. Watch Ozark, by the way. It's really good.
There's always a backlash something.
My dad has Netflix now. I was talking to him last night. He's doing fine, too. I get a lot of people that don't know my dad personally, but know him from the show. I want to know how he's doing. He's doing good. He's staying in the house, and my sister's there, so he's fine, and he ain't doing anything. He's pretty damn bored, too. He's watching a lot of old masters. They're showing a lot of old masters.
I watched some of that yesterday, too.
he got Netflix. So I told him a couple weeks ago, I should start watching Ozark. And he goes, yeah, I like it, but it's kind of dark. You know? No. He didn't mean that way. Remember how it's filmed?
Oh, yeah.
It's a really dark show.
I guess you're right.
No, lighting-wise, it's dark as hell. It's always been that way. And I said, Dad, you'll get used to it once you start watching it. And he ain't blind or anything. He's 86. He's got pretty decent eyesight. I said, it's just the way it's filmed. It's not the TV. Don't worry about it. He didn't mean dark that way. He's used to dark shows.
I've run into that same issue with the
contrast.
With The Walking Dead.
Is it filmed that way?
It's filmed, and I mean, there's really dark scenes. Like, and I'm usually watching it in the middle of the day, and it actually makes it worse.
Right.
When there's sunlight in the room, I'm sitting there going,
you can't see anything.
I think I know what's going on. But
I've read that about that show because that's just like they show nighttime stuff where it's just dark, completely dark, right?
Yeah.
Well, we all know we all watch Ozark. Ozark is just shot in a darker lens.
Yeah.
To make the mood. The mood is
it's
never sunny and happy.
Bluish tinge.
Yeah, you're right.
To it.
I said you'll get used to that. He likes it. He's gonna watch it. And he's gonna watch. He hadn't seen the Irishman yet. I said, oh, you gotta watch that. You'll love that.
Yeah. Oh, that's a perfect movie for being quarantined.
Oh, yeah. And for, you know,
kill just, a whole afternoon.
Exactly. I said, it's 3 hours. You could watch it 2 seconds. Like, what am I talking about? He'll watch that whole thing. He's got time.
He can go for 3 hours at once.
He's listening right now. Exactly.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Mr. Skin's going to call anybody die this weekend in the Deadpool. I know a lot of people are dying. Any hits? I didn't see anything. I saw a few people, but I don't know.
I don't think I texted Craig about anybody over the weekend.
I know. I didn't see anything specific, any actors or, you know, famous people, I should say.
Yeah, I saw a former Chicago Cub, some guy who played in the 70s. Didn't recognize his name. Died at age 79.
Was it the virus?
I didn't read.
Okay.
I don't know for sure.
The virus. It's weird, man. Calling it that now. Since we had 3 full days, I mean, I was on and off social media, but I usually trying to stick to good stuff. My friend of mine back east posted all her vehicles she'd owned. Somebody told him that, and I thought that was a pretty decent idea.
Oh, see, now they're just trying to mine your data because that's what you put in for, if you're trying to get access to a password. What was your first vehicle?
No, it's not mine.
One of those questions.
That's not mine, no.
Are you sure?
No, it's not mine.
Well,
I don't use the passwords. My vehicle's names are not dirty and disgusting.
That's...
No, I did it, and people loved it, though. I mean, people really loved it on my Facebook page, because everybody started sharing their vehicle. I mean, it was something that took my mind off, and I never do that. It wasn't something you had to do yourself. You got to Google your own vehicle and take a picture. You put a little comment about what the car was about.
Yeah, yeah. But
and
what,
I did it on my Facebook
But what
page.
Todd's talking about is, so say you forget your password on something.
Yeah.
What's one of the questions that they almost always ask you?
What's your first car?
What was your first car?
I never use that. Never use that.
But a lot of people do.
Oh, I know.
And this is a way for people to find out some of that information.
Well, then don't do it then.
It wasn't some clever guy on Facebook or just some random dude that thought that up. That was somebody at Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But once again, just don't answer that. I didn't even thought about that because I never answered that. I never used that question.
Well, that's why
I always use something else.
So many of those. I mean, I think I participated in one where, yeah, they could probably mine some data.
I liked it. I'm not that paranoid. I didn't use that for my password, so I'm fine.
The one I used was all the places that you've lived. And that's easy enough to find. You can just Wikipedia that if you really want to find out where I lived.
Yeah.
And again, I don't use, like you said, I don't use that in any of my.
I don't use any of my cars either. Yeah.
Well, sometimes they don't give you the option.
I don't use. It's usually mine are like five or six options.
Oh, no, it depends.
First place you were born, elementary school, first pet. Mother's maiden name, you know, that kind of stuff.
But you got passwords on 1,000 websites. Some of them don't give you the option. No. Some of them just say, here, answer these three questions.
Yeah, I've never done that.
I do like
the car one.
Where they quiz you and ask you to give them your credit card number and your PIN word.
Well, yeah, I don't do that.
Yeah. What's the other one? Oh, the three-digit code in the back of your card. But I don't participate in that one.
Well, no, I don't. No. This wasn't a thing you filled out.
I know.
The one I did was totally on my own.
I started to do the car one.
It was pretty cool. I took my mind off of it. People liked it. A lot of comments. I was wrong on one of them from a friend of ours who remembered the car I drove. I took a picture of a Blazer when it was a Ford Explorer. I said, how the hell? He's a car guy, our buddy Chris. And he goes, you drove Explorer. I said, oh, Jesus, I forgot. It looked the same.
Yeah, I think you were driving that when I met you.
Yeah. I bought that because I had a little car that couldn't get around in the snow, you know. But believe me, it took my mind off something. That was Saturday morning, and it just brought back some good memories. And we're all having some crappy memories right now because we were being run by an idiot, and we're not, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
We're not making a lot of memories now.
No, we're not making a lot of memories.
Remember when we stayed at home for months?
Yeah, it's been a
full month. Day 28.
Yeah, it's
according to my calendar.
Yeah, it was a full.
Well, you might have hunkered down before I did.
No, just a day before you, I was at the Funny Bone for Mercurio on March 14th. It's April 13th, so it's been one full month.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I didn't come home till March 17th.
Right around, that'd be tomorrow. So it'd be one full month for you tomorrow, basically, right? And I don't see us getting out anytime soon. At least when it comes to scientists. If you pay attention to social media, you're fine. You're fine. I saw, I'm not even going to say his name. I'll tell you guys off the air because I don't want to. But just some idiot that think it's a big hoax. And pretty famous guy. And then people said, well, you have a right to your opinion. I said, no, you really don't. Not when it comes to people dying. You don't have a right.
No,
to your
I'm. You know, I'm.
When
maybe,
it comes to people dying, you don't have a right to your opinion.
Maybe I'm in the minority here, and maybe I'm fortunate because I get to go to work every day. I'm still getting a payday, but you got to err on the side of caution.
Oh Jesus!
Yeah, I mean, if we overreact, that's better than underreacting.
And we're not overreacting. We're doing what we're supposed to be.
Well,
doing.
I don't think we are either. No, but you'll find plenty of people, who.
And
feel
I got
otherwise.
An argument with a guy that doesn't think every vote should count. That guy was an idiot. He thinks all the votes on the coast really don't really matter.
So, you know,
they're people too.
People.
Yeah, people. Yeah.
People don't count.
Yeah, people don't count.
But counties full of cows.
Oh, yeah.
Should count as much as a county full of 8 million
people. It was one
of
those kind of guys. Yeah. And it was a county full of cows and somewhere in Iowa too, this dude. And I said, okay, I'm out. Craig's in a few. He'll pick everything up, right?
Well, it's his job.
Good morning. Good morning.
Don't count on it.
Mr. Skinlater also.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.